Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Jonathan Smith, coach Oregon State. I had a conversation with him this morning right here in Hollywood. I'm broadcasting today from the Pac-12 Media Day. I am located on the 12th floor of the W Hotel in Hollywood. They have a ping pong table in this room. There are about 10 radio stations that are set up. A lot of people milling around, coaches milling around. They're on a lunch break right now. But Jonathan Smith, the head coach at Oregon State, joined me. We talked about the upcoming season, but we started the conversation by talking about his son, who is playing Little League. So over the weekend, Jonathan Smith was out in rural Oregon, participating in some Little League games as a parent. Imagine that. He's a parent, Jonathan Smith, not just a coach. And here he is talking about it. Jonathan Smith joining me, fresh off Little League. What level of Little League were we talking about?
Yeah, we're in JBO right now, and they went to the state championship game and lost at the end to Dallas. We were in Dallas. They were pretty good. They could hit it. But it was a bunch of fun, man. We had to win on Sunday morning to get to the final, and we got that done, 4-3, close game. And then, yeah, played in the afternoon, and shoot, how about this? We lost 19-15.
That's my kind of game. Right there, a lot of action. Yeah. How old are we talking about?
What's so the 13 and 14 year olds, so 7th, 8th grade. You know, my son Robert is in 7th, Scheffler, SID, his Luke's in 8th grade. He's a good pitcher. But it was a great setup. Like a bunch of good friends, good families, parents mingling, watching games. Really good experience.
What are you like during a game?
I like watching it. I like watching the strategy. I don't do a ton of talking, watching the pitcher and even like the substitutions, the batting orders. You walk a guy at that level right now, they're stealing second base. It's a done deal. So it's almost like a walk is a double. But then you get these umpires sometimes and the consistency or lack of consistency at the strike zone. And so I just enjoy the whole thing.
Where do you sit? Because, I've heard a lot of coaches that will sit away. They don't want to be right behind home plate. Where do you sit?
Yeah, I kind of change it up. Robert got into catching, so I got to getting close to the home plate and checking that out. Not too often in the outfield. It's just too far removed. But, of course, I got my two younger ones with me, and my wife's watching it, so I'll sit by them, too.
What's going on in college football? What is this thing going to look like?
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. It'll be interesting over the next couple of years of one that navigated us as the Pac-12 conference, but just seeing the dynamic. And but that could create a big shift with Texas, Oklahoma, if they're making that move.
You can't focus on that, though, can you? You got to focus
really
on
can't.
You.
No. Yeah. I mean, shoot, you're just hoping to continue to have a job by the time all this plays out.
Jonathan Smith with us, Oregon State football coach. I was on your campus over the weekend. I got a chance to walk through, the indoor practice facility. I peeked in at football. I mean, the stadium from the outside looks phenomenal. The facilities that you're working with now versus maybe when you were there or even, 5-10 years ago, big improvement.
Yep. We're really proud of what we've done. We redid the weight room, Sports Performance Center, a couple of years ago, where we're headed with the other side of the stadium here in a couple of years. That indoor facility was built my senior year, and that's still top-notch, the space that creates, not just for football. I mean, baseball, softball is using that. Practice fields are beautiful, and just on the day-to-day for us as a program, it's really good.
What do you need in a quarterback?
Yeah. A lot with decision making, accuracy. You know, you got to have some toughness to be able to stand there, get hit, not have that affect you in the next play. Mental toughness on whether it's play clock or coverage recognition. But ultimately, if you're accurate and you make great decisions, quick, great decisions, you can play quarterback.
Sam Neuer, where does he fit for you now?
I'm interested to see. I really am. I'm excited to work with him in August and get him in our scheme with Coach Lindgren, and because he's got a good skill set. He makes the game physical. He wants to run with it at times, and that's tough to defend, and we can implement some things. He's got a strong arm. He's won games in the league. So I look at that room in general. I think we've got three, maybe four guys that we can win games with at quarterback.
Tristan Jebbia, a lot of people ask me about his injury, where he is. What do you see?
He's been working out. He's been looking good. He's ready to practice in August. And so that was a huge kind of question mark. Has it gone? Because that was a legitimate injury the guy took in that game with his hamstring and whatnot. And so for him to battle back, I'm anxious to see him and get those opportunities to show where he's at.
Jonathan Smith with us, Oregon State football coach, Pac-12 Media Day in Hollywood. It goes well. You make a bowl game. They're making a movie about this. Who's playing Jonathan Smith in the movie? who are we casting?
That's funny, I can remember when I was playing. I think Erickson got some type of similar question, and he was smart aleck about it, talking about Mel Gibson being him. I can still remember that. So I'm a huge Tom Hanks fan. I know he's quite a bit older than me, but that's the first one that comes to mind.
All right, I can see that, Tom Hanks. You've been on record. You don't want your guys sleeping at the office, right? You'd send your coaches home. But as a young coach, do you remember, did you have overnights where you were in an office?
A couple times. Not too bad, but a couple of times. And some of it was by choice. But I just think when you're fresh and you're at work and you're fresh and you feel like your house is in order, your family, you're being able to be the type of dad, father, husband you want to be, I think you're better at work. And so we try to really have it all here at Oregon State, play at a high level, work really hard, awkward hours at times, but also being the type of, like I'm saying, father, dad we want to be.
Mistakes. Coaches make mistakes. I make mistakes all the time. I go back and listen to these shows, and I go, oh, my gosh, what am I doing? But, when you think back, the mistakes you've made as a coach, either here or other places, what jumps out to you?
Oh, gosh, long list. I mean, starting with being a play caller, back in the day, and multiple games and situations that we butchered. Shoot, I was just sitting talking to Mario about, he's the O-line coach at Alabama. I'm at UW calling plays. End of the half, the game's a 7-point game, and we tried to get something done right before the end of the half. We ended up throwing pick six, and really the game was over. And so play calls, you learn from those, you really deeply think about situations. Now getting the head coaching thing, I mean, even deal with the media. Yeah. I said a couple of things over the last couple of years that I've regretted or made a mistake on that you tried to learn from.
You're so much more comfortable, though. I can remember, our first conversation, you're feeling me out. And I think some of that is trust, right? This guy, you got to watch out for this guy,
Well, you got to remember, too, when I was coming in, I don't know if all of Oregon State. But I was pretty careful, selective, and you got to build some trust with people.
Jonathan Smith is with us. He's fresh off Little League. He's headed into his football season and fall camp. All right, so we're going to get fans back in the stadium. Yeah. We're going to get what feels like a normal season. How far into the season do you start game planning already? Have you gone two games? Have you gone a game?
We'll get into really the first three opponents because you think about those. Well, the first opponent for sure, you're not getting any new film. They're not playing a game. But then our second opponent, they'll play one, so you're back in the previous year anyway. So we go three deep. We also do some studies way back throughout the conference. And so we've got a little backlog, and the continuity we've had on our coaching staff helps this, of each opponent in the conference, of what worked and what doesn't, or how we want to attack. And we do a great job, I feel like, after games. So the Sunday after a game, sitting down and digesting that game before we move to the next, so that you have those notes the next year you play them.
Play calling, a little bit science, a little bit art. How much of play calling is feel?
Yeah, there is some to it, a feel. I think it's more art than science. I mean, there's some, numbers that go into it and things, but analytics. But it is a feel of knowing what you've got, the skill set, starting with your quarterback, but in general, all your 11 guys on offense, how you want to attack it and how the game's going. So there's a lot of feel to it.
The unicorn, people say, quarterback guys want a quarterback. Offensive line guys want a great left tackle. Who's the unicorn now on the offensive side of the ball when you're recruiting? What's that position?
I think it's a running back, man. I do. When you've got, like we've had with Jamar, when you got a big-time back, obviously the quarterback you're probably still taking first pick thing. But if you've got a back, you got a lot of flexibility. You create matchups at the wideout end because they got to load the box if you got a big-time runner.
Jonathan Smith with us. All right, your team not picked at the top of the North Division. Do you pay attention to that? Do you give that to your guys? Do you just shrug it off and go, we're going to go prove them wrong?
Our guys are aware. They know what people pick us at and things. We don't make a huge deal of it. Because I think oftentimes those are, you know, what it is. Preseason's a lot about what the previous year was. Look, we know we're good enough. We can win each time we line up. We got to play well to do it. And so the focus is getting ourselves ready to play well.
Yeah, it feels to me like, you know, I've watched you guys get incrementally better. Suddenly you're in games, then you're winning games, and now it feels like this is the year.
Well,
to me, I'm going to put the pressure on you. This is the year.
Yeah, and we don't want to shy away from that. I mean, really, we want to obviously have a winning season, but that's kind of at the minimum of where things are going. And I told this team to our team a month ago, this mindset that we can we got 12 games scheduled. Each time we line up on Saturday, we can win the game now, where we're at as a program. Well, if that's the case, then why are we only talking about when we're trying to get to six? Well,
yeah.
Let's line up each Saturday and play well and win games.
Jonathan Smith, thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, always good.
There he is, Jonathan Smith, the Oregon State coach. Really comfortable interview. Felt like he was really grounded. I feel like he's got some confidence. And it was interesting to me as I kind of pressed him on the idea of them being bowl eligible and fighting for bowl eligibility. He did not shy away from it. Like, one of the challenges of being here is looking around the room and seeing that there are 10 different stations that are here from various parts of the country, Salt Lake City, Phoenix, and other places that are all sort of asking similar questions. And I really do pride myself on trying to be the kind of host that's going to ask different questions. Like, Mario Cristobal, I did not ask him specifically about Ohio State because I've got 9 minutes with him, and he's not going to talk about Ohio State. I'd rather...
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.